Jamie from the Nero's Spicy Market in Edmonton joins us. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It is my absolute pleasure to be able to talk about the Nero's Spicy Market and to be able to talk to you.
So what inspired the creation of the Nero's Spicy Market?
One of my good friends has been in the market scene for a very long time, and she has always struggled with sensory overload through the process of selling her artwork. Her dream was to create a safe space for people who have different sensory accommodation needs, not just for vendors, but for customers too, who experience the same thing with overwhelm when you enter like a grocery store or the mall, or even our local craft fairs that can be very overwhelming. So she wanted to make a safe space that was also a way to build the community and reduce those barriers, both for income for our vendors and for the social barriers that we experience as neurodiverse people.
So what makes this market unique then compared to the others that we have?
We have an opportunity to shop in both a sensory seeking environment with brighter lights, more noise, like the hustle and bustle of a busy craft fair, and a sensory avoidant shopping area that is quiet, all very hushed tones, nothing above a library whisper, dimmer lighting. We don't have music playing in either of our areas. And we also run without any profit for ourselves. It's all volunteer-based, and we provide individualized support for both our vendors and our customers in any of the experiences that they have in our market should they require it.
How does the market support the neurodivergent creators and the community?
We, in addition to being able to provide this safe space, we also have created a sense of kinship amongst our vendors. We have continuous group chats. We've done workshops in the past. We had a Christmas party last year that was a really good time. We are brainstorming on other ways to develop stronger social ties amongst our vendors and include our customers where we can. And we do all of this through different fundraising that we do at the markets. We work in between markets to find different ways to make things fun and exciting for the vendors and increase the novelty for our customers, but also in keeping as much consistency as we can for the people who need it.
For those that have never been to a market like this, what kind of vendors can you expect when you get there?
One thing that we're very particular about with our markets is that we have handmade products or antique products only. So you won't find any multi-level marketing. You won't find mass-produced resale items. We're trying to support small businesses, the local community, our local economy, and make sure that people who have any barriers to having regular income are getting an opportunity to reduce that for themselves by selling things that they make or services that they provide as well. So we also include occasionally Reiki healing, card reading, and ADHD and autism psychologists and coaches as well.
Amazing. Now tell us where and when, because there's one coming up, right? The end of the month.
There absolutely is. Very excited for April 26th, 27th. We have a market at the Edmonton Convention Center. We are on one of the conference levels in rooms 8 and 9. So there's signs when you get there. There's also accessible parking directly across the street from an entrance that brings you right to the floor level where we're all set up. And we have some exciting things that we're putting together for this market that we haven't actually released yet. We'll have an Easter egg hunt for prizes, and we're putting together different ideas for different raffles and things like that to make it fun every month.
Well, we'll get the poster up on our website too, ravenradio.ca. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much for putting up our poster and for reaching out to us. It's really appreciated.